Thank you.
And thanks for taking it out of order.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you. So we're back to number six, there's no appellant? Is that correct?
Correct.
So, number seven, Ralph?
Let's do eight, let's do eight.
Okay.
The chief's here.
All right, so the meeting, the hearing that we're gonna have prior to the hearing that we need to let CTN know about.
Is which one?
There's seven.
Okay, okay.
But aren't we, weren't we gonna do nine before eight?
Because of Ralph.
Of Ralph's, so let's just do eight.
So eight?
Yes.
24-40.
25.
25.
Which one?
Yeah, I'm sorry, yeah, number, yeah, 25-552.
25-552.
552.
Yep, sorry about that, it's just.
I'm looking. Oh, there it is, okay.
There's an objection in this case.
There's an objection.
There is an objection from the attorney in this case, and she'll discuss that.
Okay. Would you identify yourselves for the record?
Sorry, I'm just getting the right.
Right.
No problem.
Understood.
Good morning, I'm Chief Mark Petruzzi of the Vernon Police Department. With me is my chief clerk, Christine Lee.
And would you spell your name?
Last name Petruzzi, P's and Peter, E-T-R-U-Z-Z-I, first name is M-A-R-C.
Thank you. And you're Madam?
Sure, good morning, my name's Attorney Rachel Baird, and I'm here on behalf of Sean Mark.
The appellant.
Excuse me, appellant, 25-552, sorry.
Thank you. Your brief statement?
Before we, I believe there is a question, an objection regarding some submitted test, submitted evidence. You wanna jump in there, Nancy?
Sure, Vernon sent me a document yesterday that they had received from Special Licensing and Firearms Unit, an email that they received. I submitted, or Attorney Baird objected to that form, to that email, and she will state her objection as to why we shouldn't see it.
Okay, would you like to do that now?
Yes, my objection to the email chain that was submitted yesterday as proposed evidence by the town of Vernon relies on erased criminal history records, as does their entire denial in this case. So I'm concerned, first of all, in the opening comments that are gonna be made by the town of Vernon, because I don't see how they could rely on anything else other than erased information, as did the email chain that they submitted yesterday as proposed evidence.
Now, we don't have that email chain, do we?
No, because it was submitted yesterday, so.
No, I've got it, but.
And it's also within the 10-day.
10-day, so the board does not have that email chain?
Correct.
And your objection is to the evidence as a whole?
It's to, it, with regard to the email chain, my objection is to it as a whole. I even put in a footnote that even if we had time, 10 days to review it, if it had been submitted in time, we would still be objecting to it, so it's not a timeliness objection. It's a content objection that relies on erased information.
But we don't have that.
No.
No.
That email chain in front of us.
No.
No.
I have it,
but yes.
But we do not have it.
No.
Correct.
Okay, so a brief statement of your case?
Good morning, so in February of 2025.
So are you?
No, we have to take some action.
So are you going to rule on the admission to?
Oh, the admission of?
Of the.
I'm sorry, so explain your objection to every.
She did.
Yes.
She did.
Well, I can explain further. I believe what you do have in front of you is a denial letter from the town of Vernon. Would that be something you would already have?
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
And you can tell by the denial letter that it relies, I believe you can, that it relies entirely on erased criminal history information. And that's our basis for objecting to this, because that's been the only reason given to us is information that's been erased by operation of law, because It's not a conviction. And it occurred 6 years ago. I mean, it's tough for me because this is erased information, but the town of Vernon has forced me to address something that doesn't exist because they've used something that doesn't exist to deny this appellant's permit. So I'm in a difficult position with regard to going into more detail.
Vernon, do you have a response to that?
Our brief response is that we're using it because through our normal investigative process, we found documentation that does exist. So therefore, we included it in our decision-making process.
Are you saying you're using records that are not erased according to law?
We have found records that were found during the normal investigative process that if there was a, in my understanding of the erasure statutes, if it had been an order, if it would not be there if there was a full erasure notice, unless there's some documentation that was missed along the way in order that wasn't fulfilled. But we have nothing to support that, which is why I'm including this document in our decision process.
All right,
I'm trying to understand, but I'm trying to make you understand too.
Mm-hmm. They're claiming that you're using erased records, which would, you know, if he has an arrest, if he does, mm-hmm. And it's been dismissed or now it passed the 13 months, it would be erased according to law. That report and documentation would not be admissible without the testimony of an officer or someone who actually participated in the event. However, there are other documents, protective orders, things that are not erased when a criminal case is erased. So that's what I think the attorney's saying. You can't use erased records without testimony from someone who was there, but you could use others that are not erased.
So we have a non-erased record, which I believe is the content of the email that is under the initial description here that your board hasn't been given to yet. And I'm trying to find a way of describing what I have without creating an objection by the attorney.
The other question is, why was it only submitted
yesterday
afternoon?
That was honestly, as we went through this process, after the denial went out, we realized we did not do a normal step in our investigative process in doing a full background check on an applicant. This is a step that would have been done normally. And after the letter, we'll admit there was an error on our part. We didn't do this step, so we followed up as we normally do with this step and got this extra information after the appeal. This process has started.
Because from the appeal letter, it's based on, you know, the only reason of the denial is the appellant failed to check yes on a question. Mm-hmm. And I think it's, and at the time, that case had been dismissed.
We have a record of it, though, however.
I know, but I'm just saying, that's what the denial letter says, so that's probably what Attorney Baird has based her mm-hmm. her case on, and to bring in other factors the 11th hour,
My purpose of submitting that is if that information was if we had discovered it earlier, it would have been an issue of suitability as opposed to eligibility.
But you didn't.
And I don't mean to summarize Attorney Baird, but
I mean, I can add to it if the time is appropriate.
But it's sort of a...
I guess my question is there any information that we have that has not been erased?
We submitted all the material that we have, including the document that we found through our normal investigative process, that we have no confirmation from a court or from an official source saying that this document should have been erased. And when asked for any documentation say this should have been erased, we were not given any. Therefore, not comfortable making a decision based upon a request of an appellate or their representatives. If I had a court order to say that this was erased, it's not even going to be considered.
So you're questioning the very fact that the record was erased?
I am concerned because I don't have anything saying that it was absolutely erased or should have been erased. It's right there. If there was an order for me to refer to, and this was passed on to the appellant and his representatives, that if I had some documentation. Nope. Here's the NOLI. Here's the.
Do you have the NOLI from a criminal history?
I have no paperwork.
So if you run them today,
it's still there.
But is there a conviction?
No, it's not a conviction. It's an arrest.
And there's no disposition.
Nope.
I'm a bit confused because in my review of the documents we have, I have a date for the NOLI and I have a date for the erasure. And that was in the materials that were provided to us that had already been submitted. I have a NOLI date of 10/21/2019 and an erasure date of 11/21/2020.
We don't have that.
It was in the, we have it in the materials that were submitted.
Well, did that come from the appellant?
What happened with that is there was a lot of communication between me and the Vernon Police Department. There was a conversation that me and my investigator, Ed Pruda, had with the chief. Maybe there were two, but I know there was one. We did our own investigation, and we called up the Mohegan Sun Tribal Police and talked to an individual there and said, why is this record found or released? And he goes, he confirmed it had been nollied, and he confirmed it had been dismissed, and I provided that information to the chief. Now, I think the disconnect is a misunderstanding of Chapter 961A. A record can be erased by operation of law, but it can still exist. And I think the confusion with the town of Vernon is they think because a document exists, it hasn't been erased. But if you read Chapter 961A, that's not the case. I have my doubts whether any document is ever destroyed. I think they all exist. It's just that
I don't think he said that, actually.
Okay.
I think he said he doesn't have proof from a court saying it, the disposition is what he's saying.
But if you look at the Chapter 961.
Not targeted. That's just what he's saying.
Yeah,
it's still on his record, and he doesn't have it. And correct me if I'm wrong.
That's absolutely correct. I don't have anything independently saying that a court has nollied it, erased it.
Yeah, so you have a record, print out NCIC or collect saying.
I have not seen that.
Of the charge, but no disposition. Okay.
It was submitted.
No, I'm sorry, we didn't.
I have not seen it. I've never, and I asked for it. I said, what case number it is? What are you talking about? They wouldn't even give me the case number to be able to follow up on it. I did. I asked for that information because, like, we investigated ourselves by calling Mohegan Sun. If I had that information, I would have investigated it since, you know, I would have investigated it. And I've never seen that document that he's talking about.
In my email communication, phone call communication, I stated that we had an NCIC record that still exists, and if there was documentation from a court or official source saying it's supposed to be erased, it'd be considered erased and not there. But shy of that, I still have it in front of me.
Why wouldn't you have sent it to the appellant and the appellant's attorney then, if you had it?
It's part of our official background checks. It's part of the background information.
Yeah.
It's collect information. We don't normally share that with outside of collect certified individuals.
I guess we. So first, I think Board of Business should determine whether the documents submitted by the town yesterday afternoon should come in or not. That's up to you to determine.
And in my opinion, they should not. We would not have time. There is a rule, yep, about 10 days, and we would not have time to review those adequately. Is there any?
So I'll make a motion to grant the appellant's motion to exclude that from.
I think it's just a ruling.
Yeah, just a ruling.
Just a ruling from. I think it's just a ruling from you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So any objection to that ruling? Okay. So that evidence will not come in.
Thank you.
Sure.
But now the basic case itself. Correct me if I'm not summarizing this correctly. You're saying the records have been erased. We cannot consider these records. They have been legally erased.
Yes.
And you're saying you have no proof of that.
Correct. I will admit, and being totally honest, I find it odd that the record's only in one spot, not in multiple places, so it's possible. That's why I'm saying I'm open to, if there's a document showing, an order from the court, that it's supposed to have been erased, not an issue.
Well, I don't know about erased. I think it comes down to whether the appellant was obligated to check yes or no on have you ever been arrested. Because if that case had been, if he had been arrested and then that case was dismissed, he was, and again, I don't mean to summarize, but I think he didn't have any obligation to check. He had no obligation to check yes. He legally should check no. Because his case was dismissed.
That's my feeling as well. If the basis of your denial was that he falsified his application, he did not falsify his application.
I mean, I would have no problem with the appellant raising his hand today and swearing under oath that he has no convictions, you know? and has never been arrested. He can swear under oath today that he's never been arrested.
And you submitted an affidavit about the erasure, didn't you?
Yes.
Yes, our investigation. I submitted an affidavit about that. I thought that case was going to be called later in the day, and if needed, Ed Pruder can be available later in the day. He did the affidavit. But, yes.
Comments from the board?
Well, Chief, if the case was dismissed and erased according to law, and he filled out the application correctly, do you still stand by the denial?
Oh, as I said, if there was, my denial was he, by marking he had never been arrested, and then finding that there is documentation of been arrested. I have had applications where it's an error, and we've had communication with other applicants who have marked it. We found something, and they're like, oh, and they've admitted an error, and we've moved on. That did not happen in this case. So I did not feel I had the ability to, I wasn't comfortable in granting the permit when I had no ability to with no admission of an error or documentation show that, no, I'm supposed to mark I had no arrest because this was erased. Without that information, I was not comfortable granting the permit.
When you or your investigator found it, did you ask the appellant about the discrepancy?
Yes.
And what did he say then?
Not multiple times. That email communication is in there without quoting it. I did not get any response of, well, here's the date or here's the paperwork I got from the court saying that my case was erased and I didn't.
Right, but did he say it was erased?
No. Well, he did not directly say it was erased. I got word from his attorney that it was supposed to have been erased. And again, just the word, I'm not comfortable at this point to base my decision solely on that.
So you would have wanted some confirmation from a court?
Yes.
And you don't have that?
In my email, I said, based on the information I have, and it is not determinative because I do not have a docket number, I believe that this information may have been erased by operation of law. See General Statutes 54-142A. With the information you provided, I have asked my legal investigator, Ed Pruder, to contact Mohegan Sun. Okay, and the town of Vernon answered, we will not assume that it has been erased by operation of law. The arrest is supported by fingerprints and is displayed on your client's criminal history. The BPD is not capitalized NOT, the controlling law enforcement entity that manages this document. I would suggest that he utilize the proper protocols to get this expunged from his criminal history. I'd just like to point out there's no such thing as expungement in Connecticut. So I don't know what the town of Vernon is responding to. All I know is that and criminal courts never order records erased, but if a case is nollied 13 months after that, it becomes erased.
Yeah. They don't order it erased, but they do send a court abstract to the police departments with the disposition, at least they're supposed to.
Okay.
Yeah. Can't say it happens every single time. Yeah. That's correct, right? Is that what you're
wondering? If there is a record from Mohegan saying they got this notice to erase it from their record, that would suffice. But I'm looking for a document that's not coming from.
So wouldn't his case still be pending? Wouldn't this case still be showing up on judicial site as pending?
It's not pending.
If this case hasn't been resolved, either dismissal, if it hasn't been dismissed, you're not showing a conviction, correct?
Correct.
Wouldn't it still be pending on the judicial site?
That's a possibility.
So this is not. I just looked.
I'm just checking. It's not.
Yeah.
So this is what I wrote to the chief. On March 10th, I said, when staff conducting the investigation of the appellant's permit application received information about arrest absent a conviction, the first question that should have been asked is, what happened? Did it proceed to trial with the not guilty? Was it nollied, then dismissed 13 months later? Did a judge dismiss the case? Was he pardoned? I mean, these are the questions that should have been asked. And when they found out it was a nollie and it wasn't brought back within 13 months, then it was dismissed. I mean, there was a lot of, and we even in an affidavit pointed out that we had a conversation with Officer Arlerich that he was holding an abstract in his hand with the applicant's name indicating there had been an arrest in 2019, that the case was nollied on October 21st, and erased on November 21st, 2020. So we told this to the chief. He could have, when he hung up with us, called Officer Arlick and said, are they telling the truth? Do you have an abstract in your hand that was sent? You know, we...
But you didn't get a copy of that document that he was holding in his hand?
No.
Do you know why?
Officer Arlick said that we had to follow up.
And in our communication, I'm sorry, but it just in our communication with Mohegan Sun, we did contact them. We were given no information. We're not offered that document. If we had, it would have been resolved.
See, I look at this as kind of a matter of principle. Could we have... I don't know. I don't know if we could have gotten NCIC collect information, or I believe we can't based on what was said, but it's a matter of principle. The case was erased, and they shouldn't be using it, and you can't come back at somebody and say, prove it was erased. It was erased, okay? And I just wonder how many applicants who do not have an attorney have been compelled to reveal erased information that shouldn't exist or doesn't exist anymore because they're being told by the town of Vernon that's their responsibility.
But generally, it seems to me, there is a document that you can point to that says, there's a court document that says, disposition nolle.
Yes.
And there isn't in this case.
Well, there is somewhere,
but from my perspective,
it's erased.
And there's no document showing it. Conviction.
Chief, are you prepared to go forward not using records that, assuming these have been erased, this case we're talking about, are you prepared to go ahead without either using any erased records or having referred to them and then using that information?
If this record is actually erased, then it will not be considered towards my decision in issuing a pistol permit.
And do you have any other information? That you would.
You ruled on that.
Understood.
Yeah. Respectful. I apologize if I came across harsh on that.
So absent this case, you would issue. Is that what you're saying?
Absent this referral right now, with the steps that we took, it more than likely would have been issued. But in fairness, we did do further investigative steps, which we're not going to be able to discuss here for other information.
Since it appears that there was a document, there was a nolle, the basis for the denial, as is presented to us, was failure to disclose the arrest, which there was no duty to do, I think we have all the information we need to vote.
I agree.
Probably. And I think the attorney brought up a good point. If the appellant testifies it was erased, he has no record, they can certainly check later, and if it turns out to be not true, then the appellant would be facing some jeopardy there, but I don't think it is. I mean, everything points to it has been erased.
Is that a motion, sir?
Yes. consider that a motion to find for the appellant.
Second.
Second. Any discussion on the motion?
Who seconded you?
No, it was Mr. Gregory.
Thank you.
Well, the only, I just want to make sure the chief's comfortable with, if we can't use that information, I have nothing else. Or are you willing to go ahead with something that you haven't even brought up yet?
So I apologize, it's my first hearing, so I'm trying to figure out the process to go along. And you know, my understanding is the chair ruled a few minutes ago that we're not going to be discussing other information that was presented that we shared yesterday in an effort to try to make sure everything was on the table so all information was available.
And that's correct. None of us have seen that.
So that information does give me pause to continue to issue it. So I'm not sure how I'm going to answer that question.
Well, something you can present today, because that's what it boils down to.
If I cannot present that information, then there's nothing else I can present today.
If I could just respond to that, I can represent that I have seen that information, and it's the same information that's related to the erased information. It was just an attempt to do an end run around my argument that the information was erased by asking the special licensing and firearms unit what the revocation was based on, and then they indicated the arrest information, and that's what they're referring to. So either way, it's erased information, and I've already written Colonel Alfman strongly indicating that it was improper what the firearms unit did in releasing that erased information. But I'll
Well, that is a question of law. If there's SLFU has written a document in course of their normal course of business that somehow mentions an erased record, the record is not admissible, but I would think SLSU probably would be. That's just my understanding of it. That would not be erased with
well,
the
case. We'll get to the bottom of that.
Please let us know.
For procedurally, I don't know if this makes the most sense. Grant on this, and then we just start another process of another appeal if I'm deciding to
Right now we have a motion on to find in favor of the appellant. Okay. So I think we'll move forward. I think there's no more discussion. I don't need to step in, but I think
it's any more discussion? I think not. All in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Thank you.